So I had a mariachi band. It's for me.
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmoms that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer. On today's episode, I'm joined by Peach, Priscilla and Sam, and we're talking about kids' birthday parties. How much should you spend on your child's party? How much is too much? Should you stay with your child, or is it all right to make a cheeky exit? Let's dive in and see what the panel have to say. Sam, how much do you spend on a kid's party?
I should know this. I should know this. This is where everyone goes.
Sam, how much does your wife spend on a kid's birthday party?
We are in the lucky position that we go halves with another child because my daughter and her BFF are a couple of weeks apart. So we've always gone down the middle.
Oh, you're living the dream.
I live in a little bit of a utopia. Maybe a little bit of a suburban utopia as well. Who knows? But yeah, so it's probably somewhere about £100 all in.
What?
For everything, but that includes everything. That's venue hire, food.
What?
And then, and in terms of presents, like we keep presents very, very simple. It's like a book, and the gift bags are like little, one book, little bit of cake, and a little plastic toy that you're probably going to lose in about 30 seconds between the venue and the car.
Sorry, your £100 includes your kid's birthday presents?
Yeah, because we use the school hall, which is like 20 quid to hire.
Wow.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Right. Let's be like.
I feel ashamed.
There are people that shoot for the moon.
Yeah.
The people that hire in ponies.
Yeah.
And have a 4-string quartet.
Yeah.
And I am very much.
Not one of them.
I'm not one of those. 90s basic bitch.
Oh, God.
Hall, DJ, little plastic light fixture.
Wow.
Maybe some bubble guns.
Jelly and ice cream.
Jelly ice cream.
Wow.
Theme, Disney related movie of what is currently on trend, and we keep it moving.
Wow, you're lucky.
See, part of me likes the idea of doing those parties, and then part of me thinks that's a lot of work you actually have to go through to like get it done on the day. I feel like there's a lot of effort that goes into that, and sometimes I just don't have the time. I am very much a where can we hire? What party venue can we hire that is not too crazy expensive that can just do all this stuff? I reckon if you said 300 quid, that's probably accurate. All in, cake, party bags, presents.
Oh, see, the mum of my daughter's BFF does the cake.
You're just lucky. Yeah.
Guys, there's a template.
So I reckon...
I'm more than happy to... I'll document it. And if you want me to PDF it and we can share, I'm more than happy to. Just let me know.
Wow.
I feel like you probably spend a lot.
I do. Not that much. Compared to you, 100% a lot of money. But not really overall. I would say like 500 to
500.
1,200, depending on...
1,200?
How many kids have you got?
One.
Ah.
Depending on what the theme is. So every year is a cool theme. When he was 5, the theme was Mexico. So I had a mariachi band. It's for me.
Sorry, how old was he when
he was 5? He loved it. I was so happy. I was like, just watching his face. Every time I do something elaborate or something cool that no one else has got, he just feels like he loves it. And last year he had a pizza party. So it was Italian themed. All the food was red, white or green. And I had an opera singer come. And then when she left...
Opera singer.
Yeah, but I knew her. I know people in the music industry, so she helped me out. So when everyone left, she went, time to say goodbye.
Amazing.
Ain't that cool? Come on. Come on. That is awesome.
Peach.
I had her 5th birthday in my house and just hired a band castle.
Yeah.
And she liked it. And then... the next year, I took her to Dubai.
Like, wow, yin and yang.
Yeah, just me and her. And then the year after, I was like, right, what do you want to do? Go bowling? Or do you want to go back to Dubai? What do you like to do? She went, I just want to go bowling.
I love that.
And then this year, it's her birthday next month. That's what she wants to do. She can do anything, like whatever she wants, she can do. I don't have to spend that much money. I get a Colin the Caterpillar cake from Marks and Zapp.
Love that.
Easy. I don't get the balloon arches done. I just do it myself because she don't.
I do it myself.
It's about
too.
Who she's with, isn't it? Yeah. It's not about who you
My kids don't even get a balloon
this
arch.
Shit. What?
My kids don't get a balloon arch.
No. Just do it yourself.
No, that's not even happening. Like, no,
she's not even doing it.
I'm
as
not even doing it myself.
I blow up the balloons and throw them on the floor.
Yeah, and then you play keepy uppy.
Yeah,
that's a
pop.
Fun game.
No.
This year she wants to go Nando's and she wants everyone to wear Nando's. Tash, a moustache.
That is so cool. Yeah, she made
a short film like of her, you know, Mexican
she's awesome.
Thing. She's funny. But yeah, I don't think it matters about what you spend. I think it's who they're with.
It is. Mm. It's who you're with, the memory that comes with it.
I think there's a lot of pressure when it comes to birthday parties to make sure that it's something that works for all the kids that are invited.
100.
Like, we certainly feel that. And there are a lot of parties that like my kids have been invited to where it's like, this is a pony party.
Oh, or really?
Decorating a pony, which was very weird. like literally you're like painting the pony. Like, it was
a real
very
pony?
Odd. A real, an actual.
That's weird.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah. Each kid got one between two.
What?
It was very odd. Yeah, yeah. And they like.
I wouldn't do that.
Like
that?
Painted its hair and like plaited it.
That's
and
cute.
It was
but no.
Very weird. But I think there is a thing where like parties feel like they're getting bigger and bigger, and then it's how many kids do you invite, and that's the like, I still vividly remember as a kid being the only one in the class, boohoo me, get your violins out, who wasn't invited to someone's party. Sorry. And I was so upset by it, and I still remember it now, and it makes me really struggle when we come to do party invites.
Hire the whole class.
Just invite everyone. Find somewhere that can take everyone.
Do you have it on more?
We have done before, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We've done quite a lot of...
Oh, we do everyone.
We can't. Everyone.
It's a single... Well, my eldest goes to a single form primary school. So if you don't invite everyone, then it is hell of awkward, especially because it's a single form school, the catchment area is 0.5 miles. So I'm going to walk past your house.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to see me.
Mm.
And I'm going to be the guy that didn't invite your child to my kid's birthday party. So
it is what it is. You know, I think some of the mums don't like me, but you're not coming. Sorry. I'm one of 10. My nephews and nieces are about 100. So where am I going to fit in the class? So you're picking your top five, the ones that you want. Your cousins are 15. Yeah. Then he's got after school clubs. He does violin outside of school. He does kung fu. He does this. So he's got to pick two people from each of his other things. Mm. I'm like 25 kids max. That's it.
Mm.
It costs a lot.
What about when they pick their friends, but you have a friend who has a child in their class?
Oh, I'll bring my friend's kid as well. It's not your short party. It's my party too. Are you mad? I've spent how much money? I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh, 100%.
I've got a booze table at his parties all the time. 100%. And it's like party for the kids table. And there's our table.
But then there's also when your child wants to invite a child that you, I believe, is a pagan.
Oh, no, you're not coming.
There are a couple of pagan kids. There are a couple of pagan kids.
What does that mean?
Pagan?
Yeah.
They are the children that are...
Of Antichrist.
Basically Damien. They are basically from The Omen and they are basically Damien.
Yeah, you're not coming.
And they are friends, but when they're in my house and they've come over for a play date, my nerve is tested so much. So much. I'm like, if I was your parent, there would be some...
I'm in jail.
Yeah, there'd be some realignment of your priorities.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just said no.
No, I'm quite savage,
well.
I don't know.
He asked me, it was 2 weeks ago, I'd done his party, well, I think last week, and he said, can I invite so-and-so? And I went, yeah, no. He went, but why? I goes, I don't like the way his parents parent, unfortunately, and he doesn't understand boundaries.
Yeah.
I don't want no one coming here to destroy everything that I took 3 days to build.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So no, homie.
Yeah, I just won't have a disruptive kid at my house. I refuse.
No.
Absolutely
I ain't
not.
Got time for it.
So I'm a big fan of lazy life hacks. Obviously, we're talking about birthday parties. Mm. So we're after your lazy life hacks for kids' parties. I'm just going to start the ball rolling on this one and hold my hands up and say, I spent £10.59 on eBay buying a ready-wrapped pasta parcel.
Oh, I love that.
Wow, good for you.
I hate wrapping pasta parcel. I absolutely hate it. And kids of a certain age, if you don't have a pasta parcel, what's even the point of having a party? And I just didn't have the time. So 10:59, arrived at my house 3 days later.
Nice.
Every child got a little book inside. It was brilliant.
Oh, that's amazing.
My one generally is party bags. So I get my son and his cousins to make the party bags for me. I line up the boxes. I say, this is what I want in each of them. And they think it's a great thing to do. And they just do it for me.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Mine is confetti is banned.
Yes.
No, oh. No confetti. Don't bring that to my house.
I agree.
Just leave. No.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. And those balloons that you can put lights inside, you think it's a great idea, don't you? Until they start popping them and you realise you've got tiny little batteries somewhere all over the floor. Awful.
Mine's just a ban. It's no slime. Oh. Not have slime at any party. I'm not paying the fine for the venue. I'm not having it on my carpet or my sofas.
I hate slime.
No, any slime, no entry.
I want to go Slime World.
Yeah, if it's not in the house, then cool, I'll go. But I'm not on it in my house. Got my house painted last week. My daughter went to tie her shoelace. She went, oh, bang. She put slime on my freshly painted white wall and it wouldn't go. I went, get away from me.
Oh, I'll never get away from it.
I swear the vein in my head was just, it was a lot. No, slime, I hate it, but she loves it. So what can I do? I just spent £70 on that peachy baby slime. You know that designer one?
No.
Possibly. Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, you spent what?
I know.
So we've been speaking about kids' birthday parties. What we haven't mentioned is whether or not parents should stay, parents should drop their kids off and go. Where are we all at with this?
I'm leaving.
What?
I'm absolutely leaving.
Really?
No, I'm going. Unless it's my girl and, like, you know, we're vibing, we're having a little wine, it's nice, then I'll stay. If I don't know you and it's awkward conversation where I've got to reserve myself, you know, them posh parents, I find the ones that are, like, married and quite posh and quite like that, I don't get along with them. I'm on my own doing it, do you know what I mean? So I can't relate to them. And I find if I say something out of line, then, not even out of line, something that's normal to me is quite different to them. So if I say something like, I don't even know what, but they go, I can't stand the gas. I'm like, bye, I'm off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of think that when your kids get to a certain age, when there's a birthday party, that is acceptable free childcare.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah.
You lot are terrible. Honestly, I'm not a nanny. I'm not looking after a kid.
I'm not.
Imagine if it screams or wants to go pee. Should I take it to the toilet?
No. It's over
you
a certain
need
age.
To.
No.
Like if you got like a 7-year-old's birthday party. So when you, like, how old?
Seven. Just turned seven.
And you expect all the parents to stay?
100.
Oh.
That's why I make
you.
It fun.
Yeah.
That's why I make
parents,
it fun.
Where are you going?
All my parties are cool. The parents are happy to be there.
Yeah, I feel like I'd enjoy your party.
Yeah,
I'd
you
stay,
would.
To
you
be
really
honest.
Would.
Yeah. But some people's, I'm definitely not.
No, you're not going anywhere.
If you're if your child is coming to my child's birthday, so are you.
Thank you.
Because I'm not getting paid to look after your child, and nor is my watch giving me warnings about my heart rate based off of your child.
No, 100%.
Because
imagine.
Otherwise, what will potentially happen is your child will annoy me. They'll come running past me in the hall, and they're going to get tripped up, and that's going to be the universe. That's going to be universe rebalancing itself.
To be fair, I did go to a kids' party recently, and it was a skating party at like a village hall, and you could all go, like, kids would go skating, and the kids were only about 8, and parents left. There were 2 hospital needs.
No,
two separate kids ended up in hospital.
See?
Oh wow!
All
because they wanted a fag. Like, who does that? No, stay here with your baby. I'm not doing it.
It's 100% attendance.
Yeah, 100% attendance.
Pick one,
or
one
don't
parent.
Come at all.
Yeah,
they've asked me before. I'm like, don't come if you can't chill.
Yeah,
don't come
if you cannot come and supervise your child.
Bye or chill?
Laters.
Your
gift bag will be in my daughter's school bag on Monday.
100.
So they're not left out.
Yeah.
But if you can't be present, toodaloo.
Oh, yeah. I love an invite that says drop off at 3 o'clock, collect at 5:30.
You are living some dream that I wish I will attain one day, but so far, no.
We got invited to one party and the mum said that. She was like, just drop him off. I go, no, thank you. I'm watching.
See, with my daughter, I probably trust that I could probably leave her by herself. With my son, I'm leaving with some form of bill or invoice.
Yeah,
and
there
so
is
therefore,
that.
I've got to be there. Otherwise,
They're different.
Cost of living crisis. I don't need I don't need when I go to nursery to drop them off the next day a itemized bill of what I now need to compensate you for.
So the only reason why you're staying is to save yourself.
Save myself, like, my dignity. Everything's on the line.
My bank balance. My bank balance.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Net Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums, you can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas, and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Net Mums socials to have your say. And remember to click follow on this podcast. And do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.